Hey, welcome to the Change of Kim Cast. Hello, I'm James Howard.
I'm Kim Carson. Thanks for listening today. Remember, you can connect with us online. Check out our social media pages, The James and Kim Cast.
All right, so we're going to be talking about herbal hacks. Herbal hacks, yeah. Basketball madness.
Which I am so excited about. I love it.
Yeah, me too. Me too. And how have you coped with the pandemic this past year? It's hard to believe that it's been a year. I mean, some days I'm like, gosh, it's gone by pretty quickly. And then I think of some of those long, drawn-out days being quarantined or just isolated.
Yes.
And it seems like it's been 8 years.
Yeah, so. it's been a forever, but it's been fast. And now I feel like there's light at the end of the tunnel.
So we've got a lot to talk about. Hopefully we've got you for the next 10 to 15 minutes. Before we get started, let's talk about the gig available thanks to our wonderful sponsor, EPB Fiber Optics. Yes, the fastest internet around and the best value in town. Only $67.99 a month, only from EPB. Hey, have you been vaccinated yet?
Vaccine me. Shoot it in my arm. Vaccine me. Don't want no COVID harm, cause I've been waiting in the wings patiently. Don't care if it stings, I want you to do it to me. Come on, baby, and vaccine me. I have orders from Dr. Fauci. Don't care if the line is from here to the moon. You know what you have to do. Vaccine me. I want to party again, not at home, but with all of my friends. I can't wait till I'm 83. Let's get it going like a factory and vaccine me. I need to be stuck. If my arm won't do, you can put it in my butt. Any way you get it in is fine with me. So come on, baby, vaccine me.
Get vaccinated.
That's right. It's becoming more and more available every day.
Yeah. Haven't you loved seeing these people that's been vaccinated or that just got vaccinated and they're reuniting with their loved ones they haven't seen really in a year? You know, they've seen them on Zoom. They've seen them on, you know, FaceTime. And I love the story.
Oh, this was a good one.
A doctor gave a prescription to a lady that got her second vaccination shot. And what it said on the prescription, it says, give your granddaughter a hug. And she told us that story with tears. But, I mean, we're seeing this all over the world.
Yeah, we are. And it's a good thing to feel like there is light at the end of the tunnel.
This is one of those great conversation starters. What has inspired you the last year? It's been a year since we kicked off this pandemic.
Yeah, what a year it's been, too.
So how have you coped with the pandemic the past year?
Lots of prayer.
There you go.
And I found a new hobby.
Oh, what's that?
Good. That's what I'm getting at, because, you know, there's positive stories, there's sad stories, very emotional stories. So tell us about your new hobby.
I'm growing an herb garden.
I love herbs.
Very cool.
Yes, and it really worked out well. I have all kinds, oregano, basil, thyme, rosemary, everything. And it gets my mind, when I'm thinking about how something else is living, it takes my mind off of how I'm not.
Yeah. Oh, that's so encouraging.
Well, yes.
When do you think you'll have the herbs that like to pick?
Oh, I've got some now.
Wow. Okay.
That's great.
Yes. And it's a beautiful little stand that my friend's husband made, and the little pots go right in it, and it looks like a turntable, and it's really cool.
That's great.
Sweet.
Then take your basil and make homemade pesto. And you can actually put the pesto in ice cube trays and save it all year to use your own homemade pesto.
Oh, now I want pesto.
you don't have any pesto?
No, okay. I haven't. I didn't yet. The basil's not quite ready. I have oregano and thyme.
Okay.
Yeah,
nice.
I'm making spaghetti sauce tonight. I am.
You're making me hungry.
I am. Me too.
We talked to several folks on the show, and they started growing things.
That's right. A lot of
they
people
started a garden or herb garden, yeah,
with herbs and sharing hacks with us.
Yeah, we were talking about one. using a coffee filter. You know, you get a pot with holes in it, put the coffee filter in the pot, and then put the soil, you know, because the coffee pot is very absorbent. Or not the coffee pot, but the coffee filter.
Filter is absorbent, yeah. So it helps keep that moisture in.
Yeah, and then it keeps this soil from, you know, staying in the pot. It keeps it from going out of the pot, I should say.
And I will say this about herbs, too. If you're, like, thinking about growing things and you're like, I have a brown thumb. I kill stuff. Herbs are very hardy. That is the best thing to start with when you're starting gardening.
Yeah. And I don't know if I mentioned this on the show or not, but I was talking to a gardener, a master gardener here in Hamilton County, and they said, you know, when it comes to herbs, like you said, they're easy. And if you kill things like I do, you plant an herb garden because you don't have to do a whole lot of, you know, stuff with a herb garden. But they said that you don't have to have a bunch of little tiny
pots,
like for your peppermint or your dill, your oregano. You can just do one big pot and just, you know, label it. And you can have, you know, five or six different kind of herbs, even more than that.
Absolutely. Okay, so I have to ask you a question. I gave you a curly spider plant
Christmas. It's dead.
Did you kill it?
Listen, you actually gave it to Lucy.
I did. But it was for Lucy.
Yeah, exactly. I'm going to have to, you know, the thing is, okay, wait, the spider plant, yes, it's dead.
I'm so sorry. I've got more.
But the thing is, I was thinking, at first I was...
The aloe. Yes, I gave Lucy an aloe,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, right. That's still alive.
Yes.
I think.
Aloe is really hard to kill.
Yeah. So, thanks a lot for...
Outing you.
Yeah, outing me there. Okay. All right.
You killed my spider plant.
I have a life hack for you with herbs.
Okay.
Okay. If you ever do a lot of cooking with, like, garlic or onion or anything that smells really strong, mm-hmm. okay, and you don't want to keep that smell in your kitchen, mm-hmm. get you some bay leaves. And I promise you this works. You're going to think I'm crazy, but I swear it works.
You burn them?
You burn them. I usually do it over an old candle or an ashtray.
I was joking. So you do burn them?
No, you seriously. I take a lighter and I set it on fire and I drop it into the candle because it's an old one that's burned out. And that the smell will dissipate from your, like within 10 minutes.
The
garlic smell will be gone.
Okay, that's a great little life hack.
Yeah,
I promise you it works.
The fire marshal is calling us right now. So that was a good life hack, herbal hack. All right, so, you know, one word that comes to my mind, what a lot of folks have experienced, well, actually two words, curiosity and anxiety.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
There's a book called Unwinding Anxiety. I read a great article about pandemic anxiety. And don't you feel like we've turned a corner in this pandemic?
1 year ago, I can say that my anxiety level was extremely high.
Yeah.
And I don't feel that way today.
Yeah. I mean, I think it has a lot to do with, you know, better weather. I think it has a lot to do with, you know, more and more people are getting vaccinated. And but we're still all dealing with anxiety. So when it comes to some things that we've been coping with during this pandemic, this author of this book, Unwinding Anxiety, she focuses on curiosity. And she says curiosity feels better than anxiety, right? Makes sense. It helps us focus on the moment rather than worrying about the future. This all makes sense, doesn't it?
It does.
And it helps us gather accurate information, which is what our brain needs to be able to think and plan. And so when we focus on things that we're not used to focusing on, it gets us away from that anxious feeling.
Yeah. So curiosity to cure anxiety, basically.
Curiosity helps us focus on the what. What is happening right now, and what I'm thinking, what I'm feeling right now. So we can use curiosity to unwind anxiety. It's this is a book that I haven't read. I've just read the review, and Unwinding Anxiety, it makes a whole lot of sense to me. I saw a meme the other day, and it said curiosity. It's what's behind the.
There you go.
Right?
Yeah. Fill in the blank, right?
Yeah.
Hi. My sibling told me to call in for the what you've been doing during quarantine part.
Oh, good.
Because I've been charting.
Well, good for your... Did you say your sibling?
Yeah, my sibling, my little sister.
Oh, your little sister. Well, good. I'm glad your little sister told you to call in. So, yeah, we're talking about how you've coped with the pandemic the past year. So tell us your story.
I got really deeply into costuming. I've been watching a whole bunch of TV shows and enjoying all the costumes. And I was finally just like, you know what? I want to make that. So I got down, got the materials, and made it.
That is really creative. And that's exactly what we're talking about. People just getting creative, you know, going outside the envelope. So tell me about some of the costumes that you've designed.
Most of them are from cartoons, actually, or animated to be specific. And I make these massive grenade gauntlets, knee pads, shoes. I've learned how to sew. WandaVision has also come out recently, and I've been wanting to recreate Wanda's entire costume from scratch.
Oh, wow.
That is really neat. So how many costumes do you have all together?
I think 8 right now.
That is so neat. Now, is it something that you can wear or your sister or?
It's made for me, but I feel anyone can really wear them because they could be sized up and sized down, depending.
Okay. All right. So pick out your favorite costume that you've designed and describe it to us.
It was an angel costume with fully articulated wings that I made from scratch for a school project.
That's what we're talking about. Yeah. How people have been coping with the pandemic, and you've decided to get creative with the sewing machine, learn how to sew, and make these really cool, creative costumes. Ma'am, thank you.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Hey, stay with us. It's time to talk basketball madness.
But first, you know nothing makes sure your video, audio, and especially our podcast stream smoother than the world's fastest internet. We want to thank our sponsor, EPB Fiber Optics, for giving you the gig with 1,000 megabits of upload and download speed for just $67.99 a month. Best of all, there are no data caps. So thank you, EPB.
Like us, share us, tell your neighbors about us. Yeah, the James and Kim cast. We so appreciate you tuning in today. Are you ready for all the craziness that we're about to experience? We experience this time every year. It's been different. Speaking of the pandemic, it's been, we didn't have
March Madness last year.
Last year, yeah. So.
Yeah, so having it back after it being gone essentially for 2 years, everybody's kind of excited about it. I printed brackets the other day. Have you even started on
no,
your bracket?
No. I need to get it in. Like, I think I've got like 2.5 minutes.
That's right.
Yeah. So tell me all the schools that are in the brackets.
All of them?
There's a lot of schools. Here are all the schools so far.
Badgers, Bobcats, 2, Bulldogs, Beavers, Buffaloes, 3, Spartans, Trojans, Vikings, Cowboys, and Gauchos, Blue Jays, Jayhawks, Hawkeyes, Hawks, Crimson Tide, Yellow Jackets, Mean, Green, Orange Ants, Scarlet Knights, Red Raiders, Razorbacks, more Raiders, Rams, Rebels, Antelopes, Terps, Gators, 2 Wildcats, but no Kentucky type, no Blue Devils, first time since 95. Boilermakers, Bodies, Bears, Bruins, and the Buckeyes, Aztecs, Aggies, Shockers, Seminoles, Illini, 2 Cougs, Wolverines, Sooners, Longhorns, Tar Heels, Golden Eagles, Ducks, and 3 other Eagles, Cavaliers, 4 Tigers, Volunteers, Dragons, Flames, Gales, 3 Mountaineers, Hoyas, Hokies, and Huskies, that's it, write them down, get out your brackets, it's March Madness.
All right, did you grab all those?
Yeah, absolutely.
Who's your top pick?
You know, I've got Alabama doing pretty well, although it could be a Cinderella story if somebody beats them, but I've got them doing pretty well. It's weird to me that Duke and Kentucky aren't in this year, and my North Carolina Tar Heels are not ranked very high, but I always go for North Carolina.
Don't lose your shirt, Kim.
All right.
That's all the time we have for the James and Kim cast. Thank you very much for tuning in today. Before we go, we have to say, once again, thank you to our wonderful sponsor, EPB Fiber Optics, for giving you the best internet value in town. Where can you get 1,000 megabits for only $67.99 a month? Yeah, only from EPB.
Make sure you like us on social media. It's under the James and Kim Cast. You can interact with us as well. And we will see you next time on the James and Kim Cast.